Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 9, Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. We begin with Mahaprabhu arriving at Malika Arjuna Tirtha. Yai Mahesha Dekila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Malika Arjuna Tirtha and saw the deity of Lord Shiva there. He also induced all the people to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There he saw Lord Mahadev, Shiva, the servant of Lord Ram. He then went to Ahovala Nrisinga. Upon seeing the Ahovala Nrisinga deity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered many prayers unto the Lord. He then went to Siddhavata, where he saw the deity of Ramachandra, the Lord of Sita Devi. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. Siddhavata, also known as Siddhauta, is 10 miles east of the village of Kudapa. Previously, this place was also known as the Southern Benares. There is a great banyan tree there, and it is therefore known as Siddhavata. Vata means banyan tree. Upon seeing the deity of Lord Ramachandra, the descendant of King Raghu, the Lord offered his prayers and obeisances. Then a brahmana invited the Lord to take his lunch. That brahmana constantly chanted the holy name of Ramachandra. Indeed, but for chanting Lord Ramachandra's holy name, that brahmana did not speak a word. That day, Lord Chaitanya remained there and accepted prasadam at his house. After bestowing mercy upon him in this way, the Lord proceeded ahead. At the holy place known as Skanda Chetra, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Skanda. From there, he went to Trimata, where he saw the Vishnu deity Trivikram. After visiting the temple of Trivikram, the Lord returned to Siddhavata, where he again visited the house of the brahmana, who was now constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. After finishing his lunch there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the brahmana, "My dear friend, kindly tell me what your position is now. Formerly, you were constantly chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. Why are you now constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna?" The brahmana replied, "This is all due to your influence. Sir, after seeing you, I have lost my lifelong practice. From my childhood, I have been chanting the holy name of Lord Ramachandra, but upon seeing you, I chanted the holy name of Krishna just once. And since then, the holy name of Krishna has been tightly fixed upon my tongue. Indeed, since I have been chanting the holy name of Krishna, the holy name of Lord Ramachandra has gone far away. Balya kala hoite mora swabhava ekahai namera mahima shastra kariye sanchai. From my childhood, I have been collecting the glories of the holy name from revealed scriptures. The supreme absolute truth is called Rama because the transcendentalists take pleasure in the unlimited true pleasure of spiritual existence." Prabhupada's purport explains that that is the eighth verse of Shata Nama Stotra of Lord Ramachandra, which is found in the Padma Purana. The word Krish is the attractive feature of the Lord's existence. And na means spiritual pleasure. When the verb krish is added to the affix na, it becomes Krishna, which indicates the absolute truth. And that's a verse from the Mahabharata, Prabhupada explains in his purport. As far as the holy names of Rama and Krishna concern, they are on an equal level. But for further advancement, we receive some specific information from the revealed scriptures. Rama, Ramati, Rameti, Rame, Rame, Manorame, Sahasra, Namabis, Tulyam, Rama, Nama, Varanane. Lord Shiva addressed his wife Durga, O Varnanan, I chant the holy name of Ram, 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 and thus enjoy this beautiful sound. This holy name of Ramachandra is equal to 1,000 holy names of Lord Vishnu. And that verse Prabhupada explains in his purport is from the Brihad Vishnu Sahasranam Stotra in the Uttarakanda of Padma Purana. He continues, Sahasranam Nam Punyanam Trir Avrityatuyat Phalam Eka Vritya Tu Krishnasya Namaikam Tat Prayatsati. The pious results derived from chanting the 1,000 holy names of Vishnu 3 times, the Vishnu Sahasranam, can be attained by only one utterance of the holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's short purport. This verse from the Brahmanda Purana is found in the Lagu Bhagavatam Rita by Srila Rupa Goswami. Simply by chanting the name of Krishna once, one can obtain the same results achieved by chanting the holy name of Rama 3 times. The Brahmana continued, according to this statement of the Shastras, the glories of the holy name of Krishna are unlimited. Still, I could not chant his holy name. Please hear the reason for this. Ishta Deva Ram Tandra Name Sukhapai Sukha Bhaya Rama Nama Ratri Dina Gai. My worshipable Lord has been Lord Ramachandra, and by chanting his holy name, I receive happiness. Because I received such happiness, I chanted the holy name of Lord Ram day and night. By your appearance, Lord Krishna's holy name also appeared. And at that time, the glories of Krishna's name awoke in my heart. Say Krishna tume sakshat iha nirdarila eta kahe vipra pavura charane padila. Sir, the Brahmin said, you are that Lord Krishna himself. This is my conclusion. And saying this, the Brahmana fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after showing mercy to the Brahmana, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the next day and arrived at Vridhakashi, where he visited the temple of Lord Shiva. Srila Prabhupada's purport explains a little bit about Vridhakashi. Vridhakashi's present name is Vridhachalam. It is situated on the southern Arkut district on the bank of the river Manimuka. This place is also known as Kalahastipur. Lord Shiva's temple there was worshipped for many years by Govinda, the cousin of Ramanujacharya. Continuing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then left Vridhakashi and proceeded further. In one village, he saw that most of the residents were Brahmanas, and he took his rest there. Prabhura Prabhave Loka Oila Darshani Laksha Buddha Loka Aise Na Jaya Ganane. Due to the influence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many millions of men came just to see him. Indeed, the assembly, being unlimited, its members could not be accounted. The Lord's bodily features were very beautiful. Goshanira Sundarja Deki Tate Prema Vesh Sabe Krishna Kohe Vaishnava Hoyla Savadesh. The Lord's bodily features were very beautiful. And in addition, he was always in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Simply by seeing him, everyone began chanting the holy name of Krishna, and thus everyone became a Vaishnava devotee. There are many kinds of philosophers. Some are logicians who follow Gautama or Kannada. Some follow the Mimamsa philosophy of Jaimini. Some follow the Mayavad philosophy of Shankaracharya, and others follow Kapila's Sankhya philosophy or the mystic yoga system of Patanjali. Some follow the Smriti Shastra composed of 20 religious scriptures, and others follow the Puranas and the Tantra Shastras. In this way, there are many different types of philosophers. All of these adherents of various scriptures were ready to present the conclusions of their respective scriptures, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu broke all their opinions to pieces and established his own cult of bhakti based on the Vedas, Vedanta, the Brahma Sutra, and the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the devotional cult everywhere. No one could defeat him. Being thus defeated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these philosophers and their followers entered into his cult. In this way, Lord Chaitanya made South India into a country of Vaishnavas. When the non-believers heard of the erudition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came to him with great pride, bringing their disciples with them. One of them was a leader of the Buddhist cult and was a very learned scholar. And we shall hear of this incident very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.